B-Pod Studios.
I was tense before I started recording.
Wow.
For who?
For everyone.
Are you scared?
Yes. I'm the child stuck in the middle.
Uh-huh. Who gets into the most, who has the most controversy between the two people on the show? Roy and Nicole? Or me and Loren?
You and Loren.
No, me and you.
You think?
Yeah,
you guys
sure.
Constantly butt heads.
Well, so do you and Nicole.
I don't think so.
I don't think so either.
I think me and Nicole are really good.
Well, me and Nicole are really good. You and Nicole, yeah. Though, like even, I don't know, like even like the whole cooking thing. And then it's just so funny because you're both gay. And then it just makes me laugh because you're so different. You know what I mean? Like.
Right, she's a lesbian and I'm gay.
Yeah, you're a gay man, she's a gay woman. But I mean, like, even your thoughts, like, sometimes, it makes me laugh.
Yeah, you know what? Because we're two different people. And we have two different opinions. No, we are very different people. But I don't think we get into clashes that often. I feel like she yells at you more than she yells at me.
I kind of do, too.
You guys are just
let me ask her.
This weird bro connection, so it's okay.
All right, she's going to come in, and we're going to ask her. But anyway, yeah, there wasn't controversy. It was just Loren laying into me. That's not controversy. That's just me listening.
I know. And you actually had no malice intent.
No, I know. You just never catch my drift. Like, yeah. I literally have to spell everything out for you. Our brains work so differently.
Is that similar to Dallas?
Dallas will at least catch my drift. Mm-hmm.
Tokyo drift?
When we were down in Fort Lauderdale and Loren jammed her nails in my shoulder, I got the hint to shut that.
Yeah.
She's you like, were gonna... not going to talk about that, Roy.
Well, I wish
and then
I.
Roy and I have been on the same page ever since.
He picks up what you're throwing down.
Uh-huh.
All right, here comes producer Nicole. Let me ask. Okay, so it wasn't that big of a deal, but Loren and I just had, like, you know, a little controversy. And I said, do you think Loren and I have more confrontations, or do Roy and Nicole have more confrontations? Because you guys are different a lot on a lot of things. Like at least Loren and I agree a lot on, like, parenting. And what do you think?
I would say you and Loren.
You really do? Yeah. We probably have bigger ones.
Because I don't think that Roy and I have, like, actual controversy. I think we handle things differently, so it may look like we clash, but it's not, like, actual drama. Right. It's just that we handle things differently.
And I do think there's an element of show business too, where if we bring things on
no
the
way.
Not for Nicole.
Not for Nicole.
But I don't, like, I can't ever remember any time that I've ever really had a big argument with Nicole.
I mean, yeah, okay, that's fine. Like, a big argument, yes. But I find on the show, like, you two are always disagreeing, or Nicole's always going, Roy, really? And you're going, what? And I'm
See,
not.
I think Nicole has more disagreements with you.
Yes. Yes.
No. Mm-hmm. No, even like last week about how Nicole's going on a trip, Roy's like, oh, that's it. I got to go back to my home studio.
But
that's not a controversy.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. There's a difference. It's a difference of opinion.
That's not a controversy. Or is that drama?
That's not even an argument.
Yeah, that's just
It's confrontation
how he feels.
Because one person feels one way, the other person feels another way, and you guys talk about it.
That is not confrontation. Confrontation is you saying something to piss Loren off, and then Loren looks at you like she's going to kill you and then throws a pin at you.
Well, that was unintentional.
And then he still doesn't get it.
Yeah, that's confrontation.
That was so unintentional, what I was doing, but... anyway, it's just, I find it funny because when I go back and, like, look at shows and I'm like, oh, that show was funny. And oh yeah, that was the show where Nicole and Roy blank. That's what comes
up. But that's
my
the thing is it's always blank. You can't think of an actual thing that we got in.
No. Well, you're cooking for one. That's funny. Now it's funny, but it's still, you know. Confrontation.
Yeah, playing it. I mean,
yeah, I mean, that's the definition
of competition
of your silly little showbiz.
Okay, but Roy and Loren rarely have confrontation between the two of them.
Yeah, I can agree with that.
You guys don't ever really have issues.
No.
Except the one time that you made Loren cry when you told her that her husband was cheating on her.
I didn't say that.
That shook the show. At 5:45, right before we're ready to go on the air, that shook the show.
I just remember walking out like, I can't. Okay.
And Loren wasn't crying like she's mad at me crying, like leaving for the day. It was crying more like tearing up like, oh, my God.
Yeah, no, you ain't lying.
To be fair, Roy just showed me something. And he was trying to tell me that he wasn't cheating, but it didn't look good.
I was trying to walk her back.
Yeah, you get into those issues. Everybody has a different dynamic on the show, and I think that's what makes it so fun.
No, I don't know. I don't ever get – the Ren and I typically are always on the same page. Her and I hear the same things, whereas you and I don't hear the same things.
Yeah, but you and I are on the same page a lot.
We like to joke around and laugh. I mean, but I would say still.
Roy doesn't want to be associated with your side.
No, we all sit in the same meetings. We hear the same exact thing. We come out. Roy and I are on the same page. Manny has heard a completely different conversation.
I usually hear the last line. The first line and then the last line. But in the middle, I'm like totally out on something else. Yes. Thinking of something else.
It's like monkeys banging cymbals in your head while the meeting's going on.
Exactly. But that's how we started the rap party. We started it by talking about how Loren and I are always, like, it's always something I'm doing to her.
Well, that's just because, like, you get yourself in things because you literally don't stop talking. There's some time, I mean, for example, the show was 15 minutes shorter without you.
On Friday?
Yeah.
Mm.
Because you don't stop talking, so you get yourself into a lot of things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Whereas, like, if I know that, like, either Loren's having a day or Roy's having a day, and I can see that maybe I was at zero, and then I pushed them to five, where I'm like, okay, well, let me give it an hour so they go back to zero. You're like five, six, seven, eight, nine.
Yeah, exactly. And you know what I've learned from not being in the studio is that me not being there, Manny doesn't pick on me as much, but he takes it out on Nicole now.
Yeah, my name has been brought up so many times and I'm over it.
And let me say this too, since we're on this harping on Manny thing, I want to continue it.
Let me remind you that I have a major toothache and you guys are just really
driving it home.
Really drilling it in.
You know, I ran the board Friday and it was fine. Loren never really had any issues with the echo.
Mm-mm.
I pretty much stayed on time. I felt like I had a lot of free time. There were times I was just sitting there bored.
But to my defense, though, Friday's a different show. It's the free-for-all. We play more music.
Okay, I'm done messing with you.
And if you want to run the board, please, by all means, run the board. I would love you to.
Yeah, but then I have to work more.
I know. It's the worst.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
All right, so that's that conversation. Now,
we got a funny text message from our boss.
Oh yeah,
yeah. We can't read it right now, but
okay.
Am I not on it?
No, you're not on it.
Oh, is it? Is it about her?
Mm-hmm. Oh. No, it's about our hero sign program.
Oh, I figured that was coming.
Yeah.
Anyway, yeah, I'm going to the dentist today at noon, and I have a theory that I talked about, Roy, and I don't think you heard my theory on the show this morning.
Okay, what is it?
My theory is that by cleaning your teeth, getting your teeth cleaned, it actually leads to more cavities.
Okay.
Now, let me explain. It's like if you have a plaque or something like a coating on your teeth, like now the kids get the sealant. I never got the sealant because I'm too old, but they invented something called the sealant where you put the sealant on your teeth and then the cavities don't form there. I kind of feel like plaque is the body's natural defense against cavities. Like they call it plaque buildup.
But it is really sealant.
But it is kind of a sealant. And once you remove that, your teeth, they're then susceptible to cavities. And I had a deep cleaning done like 2 months ago, and I have a tooth that's killing me. Like I haven't had pain like this in 10 years on a tooth.
You know, my dad has a theory that if you go to the dentist and they clean your teeth, it opens the teeth. What was there opens them back up for them to get more dentist bacteria.
Yeah.
And I can see what you and him are talking about.
Yeah, I'm telling you, I think there's something to it. They'll never admit it, and I don't because I don't think there's anything medically that agrees with that. But my point is that I went and had one cavity that I knew was a cavity, and he filled it. And then I had two other sides of my mouth that they wanted to look at, and they. Like we push those off, and now the pain I'm getting is from not one of those two sites. It's like from an entirely different tooth. Well, so that's my theory.
I mean, yeah, I think now we live in the world where science and stats doesn't matter. If you could just see like all the protests and people being upset that things are closed down, even though the scientists and medical community say something
so
different.
So you can just believe whatever you want.
So, yeah, same one, do whatever you want. Who cares?
No, well, of course. I mean, that's how I do the show. That's right. That's the beautiful thing. I think that's what we all do.
And that's why you get into trouble the most.
That's probably why I get into trouble a lot. Say whatever you want, do whatever you want. But anyway, I got an appointment at noon today. And you guys heard when I called the dentist. I've only been there like twice. I was like, ow, my tooth hurts. And she goes, who is this?
Because no one starts a conversation that way.
Right.
All right. Nicole,
I didn't laugh.
When was the last
that.
Time you got your teeth cleaned?
It's been a minute. I haven't gone to the dentist since being in Charlotte.
Any pain? Any cavities?
Nope.
Proves my point.
Years.
Proves my point.
I haven't really either, though.
This is the first year that I've had that I've ever had dental insurance. So I was it was on my to-do list, but COVID happened.
Right. I know. I didn't really want to go to the dentist anyway during COVID, but what's up, Roy?
I guess I'm now realizing, too, I haven't been to the dentist since I got Invisalign, and how many years ago was that?
Somebody go get a teeth cleaning and watch. You'll prove my point, my theory.
What does it mean when the tooth pain goes away? Because I'll have tooth pain, and then it'll just disappear.
It killed your nerves. The tooth is dead.
Yeah.
Oh, man. It just sucks. There really is nothing. Loren, I know you're about to give birth, and my wife had Braxton Hicks at this point in her pregnancy, and it would, like, you know, she would keel over in pain, but.
I had him on Friday. Roy thought I was going into labor.
Oh, it was beautiful. We kept the rat party rolling just in case she was going to pop a baby out.
You're dying for that.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, I don't know. The tooth pain is awful. But anyway, that's my theory, and I'm sticking to it. To hear about Loren's Zoom sprinkle that she had and how funny it was. I think we got every detail out on the air, though, right? Did we miss anything that we should talk about here on the rap party?
I don't think so.
Did Nicole talk on the Zoom meeting?
No.
No? You just watched?
Mm-hmm. I just watched.
Wasn't it?
Enjoyed the show.
Here we go. Here's the controversy. But why go on if you're not going to, like, say, hey, Dallas, hey, Loren, congratulations?
I don't even know how it was supposed
people
to run.
People didn't talk.
You know what I mean? Like, in theory,
the only time
I wanted
people
to say hi to everybody as they were coming on, but because I was trying to fix stuff, I didn't get to.
Yeah.
I was privately talking with Nicole during
yeah,
the day.
Yeah, we had a private conversation.
Read some text messages that you had about Loren's Zoom sprinkle.
It was on Zoom.
Yeah, it was on Zoom.
Okay. You weren't texting?
No. We were private chatting in the Zoom thing.
See, how do you know to make that private so that everybody doesn't see it?
Dude, I don't know, but he did it. And I, like, I kept, because people started chiming in to the, it's like just one group chat, and it'll say Nicole to Roy privately, or, and then it'll say, like, Kara to everyone. But it comes up in the same group chat, so I every time I would want to type something, I would type it, and then I would look at it, I would stare at it, I would make sure that it said Nicole to Roy privately, and then after staring at it for a solid 15 seconds, I'd be like, all right, send.
Because it would have been awesome if you thought you were sending a private message, and you were like, does Loren's aunt have teeth in? Or and it went to everyone.
Like,
I will say, at least when I was privately sending Nicole, I wouldn't have minded if other people read it.
Yeah, no, it wasn't like we weren't. It was more like laughing because like right before Roy got on, I was there, and as everyone was jumping on, it was more people weren't understanding how Zoom itself worked. So you can have it set up one way where it's called speaker view. So whoever's mic is the hottest or whoever's talking, it'll go to them.
Yep.
And so everybody was complaining about it being in speaker view versus seeing everybody and it going in gallery. And so, like, you have seven different people saying the same thing, and all of a sudden you hear Lorraine going, guys, just can everyone be quiet for 1 minute? Okay, let's be quiet. I'll fix it. Let's be quiet.
And then she snapped on her mom's friend.
And by the way, like, you control what view you want. Like,
I can't do anything about that. I can just explain to you how to do it.
Yeah,
but you're not going to hear me if you keep talking.
You know, you can pin whose camera angle you want up at the top. I was doing that. I loved looking at, like, no offense to you, Loren. I was more interested in everyone's reactions. So I got off of Loren's cam pretty quickly, and I was watching everyone else.
Yeah, that's pretty great.
All right. Well, I got on.
Did you just start editing a blog while we're talking on this Rat Party podcast?
No.
Yeah.
I didn't.
Yeah. Because it just popped up on my screen that you're now editing a blog.
No, I clicked on it because I thought I was done with it, but I'm not. But I didn't edit it.
Now we have a Zoom meeting at 11. So,
with who?
Our boss.
Oh, okay. About those signs?
Okay.
Do they have an idea? They should have been in since the beginning. Why are we just getting this now? Like, why weren't they involved in the process in the beginning?
I think everyone's confused and they think it's our fault.
Yeah. Oh, okay. All right, well, that is a Rap Party podcast, everybody.
Usual.
And we will, of course, be back on the air tomorrow morning. Hopefully, my tooth will be better. Loren, I'm sorry for all the hurt and pain I caused you by accident.
It's okay.
All right. Bye, everybody.
Bye.
Bye. BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.